Three magic words. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last week, a jury in Florida delivered its verdict in the so-called loud music case, the latest case to test the state's self-defense law. As in the Trayvon Martin case, it involved the fatal shooting of an unarmed 17-year-old teenager, except this time, the jury convicted the shooter, Michael Dunn, who stands to go to jail for a long time. But Dunn was not convicted of the murder of Jordan Davis, who he admits shooting. He was convicted of the attempted murder of the other teenagers in the SUV, who didn't die. The one juror who spoke out said all the jurors felt that Dunn crossed the line when he kept firing at the fleeing SUV, but they deadlocked on the murder charge because Florida law permitted Michael Dunn to invoke the three magic words, "I felt threatened." There's no way to prove or disprove that he really did feel threatened by the unarmed teenager's angry obscenities, but there can't be any debate that once Dunn fired that first bullet, the unarmed teenager had every right to feel threatened. And yet, under Florida law, being only 17, he was legally prohibited from carrying a gun for self-defense. That prompted an op-ed on a website called DeadlineDetroit.com arguing that maybe the legal age for gun possession in Florida ought to be lowered to 15. Apparently, this is what it's coming to. I wouldn't be surprised if the next step is pistols at 20 paces. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.